Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. Welcome to The Accountability Partner Podcast, and officially happy, I don't know, how many days are we into spring? Whatever that number is, happy, you know, happy spring. I'm super excited that one, we are in the spring because your girl was tired of all of the cold weather. And I truly believe that not only does this season represent, you know, a change in the weather and the change of the environment, but I genuinely believe that we are getting ready to spring into our next level. We're getting ready to spring into new dimensions, new heights, new blessings, and truly experience all the great things that God has for us in this time. Now, I'm very excited about today's episode, and I'm literally going to get right into it. One of the things that has been heavy on my heart and that God has been speaking to me a lot about is career transitions. I believe and I've noticed that there are a lot of people who are making career pivots. There are a lot of people who have been, you know, tired and fed up of their current industry. They want to, you know, try something new. And so this specific podcast is for those folks who are looking to delve deeper into, you know, a new career field. They want to know what they need to do, how they know that they're ready for a pivot, things that will truly help them, resources available. And we are going to jump right into it. So the first things first, when you're thinking of a career pivot, I think the first question is to truly identify why or how you know that you are indeed ready for a pivot. Like, how do you know that it is time for a career change? And I'm going to quickly run through a few reasons or a few signs that you know that it is time for a career change or a career shift. And I'm getting, you know, some of these notes from careerfoundry.com. And one of those things are, you know, your body is telling you that enough is enough. You're always exhausted. You're struggling to concentrate. You know, you're aching. All these, you have a lot of different signs. There's stress, there's tension in your body as a result of what it is that you're doing in your career. And so that's one of the signs that you may need a career change. Another sign is your current job is affecting your confidence level. It's affecting your self-esteem. Are you confident in your decision-making? Do you feel like your suggestions are or are not being taken on board? Do you believe that there's an opportunity for growth or progression within your current career field? And I think that's very important because a lot of people stay in career fields that don't have any upward mobility. And what does that mean? Upward mobility essentially is just being able to go from one role to the next level. So let's say you're an analyst, the next level would be senior analyst, the next level may be manager, the next level may be, you know, senior manager, executive manager. Is the current career field that you're in, does it allow for you to grow in different levels? Does it allow you to advance into deeper heights? And it may not be your specific career field, but it may just be, you know, that specific job, that specific company that you're in. And so really assess, is this job affecting your self-esteem? Is there upward mobility in, you know, that current working environment that you're in? One of these things, and I think there's a lot of, or that this is very important to consider, are you only in this career field for the money? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that there are seasons where you should truly solely focus on, you know, building wealth. And it may only be for a period of time. And if that's the case, you need to be able to have a start and an end point to that time. But one of the things that my father has always taught me, he says, never chase profit, always chase purpose. Again, never chase profit, always chase purpose. And so are you, you know, Are you calculating your paychecks? You know, are you literally just saying like, I'm only going to be here so I can get my raise, so I can get a bonus and I'm out of here? Like, those are the signs that you know that it is time indeed for a shift. It is time for you to truly hone in and pursue purpose. Next thing, you've been dreaming of a different career. What is that thing that keeps you up at night? Is it your job? Is it the work that your job? Does it excite you? Or is there another passion that you have that you see yourself in long term? I know many people are in a lot of tech fields. I think tech is a very, you know, lucrative. It's a highly populated. It's a great industry to go into, but a lot of people are only in it for the money. And while people are in these various tech roles, they are oftentimes dreaming of things that maybe are along the more creative side. So whether they want to be a writer or whether you want to be a singer or a producer or even an entrepreneur, you know, do you always have your browser open for other job listings? Are you telling other folks that you hate your job? Do you wish you could have something different? These are key factors that will let you know whether or not you're in the right career field or whether or not you're looking to pursue something different or it's time to pursue something different. The next thing that I'll say is that you're lacking in energy and you're essentially just bored. I don't think that needs any explanation. I know a lot of people just get up and wake up with no motivation, no excitement to go ahead and, you know, pursue a role or get into a specific job where they're doing mundane tasks, they're doing repetition. It's not exciting, it's not fulfilling in any way. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning to go into the office? Is there any enthusiasm while you're, you know, either in a meeting or while you're on the job? If those things are yes and no, those are what you truly need to consider. And it may be indeed time to go into a shift or go into a different career field. The last thing that I'll mention is if you have become disconnected from your passions, where you know you miss doing that thing that brought you into the industry in the first place, or you feel like your job is taking away, you know, precious time that you can do things that you're really passionate about, and you even let's say that you feel as though you've changed into a person that you know you never dreamed of imagining, and that's not saying it in a good way. And so consider all of these things, and if any of these, you know, factors apply, it is indeed time for you to get a shift, to go into a career shift, into a career change. And I'll mention them again briefly. 10 signs, or excuse me, some signs you know that you need a career change include your body is telling you enough is enough. Your job is impacting your self-esteem. You're only there for the money. You dream of a different career. You're lacking in energy and you're essentially just bored and you've become disconnected from your passions. And so, again, if any of these things align or connect with you, it is indeed ready. Or excuse me, you are indeed ready for a shift. And so now that you've identified whether you are or whether you are not ready for a shift, I'm going to spend some time speaking specifically to those that are ready for a career change. And so, of course, the obvious question would be, now what? Now what? This is a time where you really want to spend some time doing a lot of self-reflectings. Identify where you want to go next. Identify some of the things that you want in a specific career. Identify even those things that you didn't like in your current role, that you don't like in your current position, and write out the counter, I guess the counter results that would, you know, make you more happier in the specific industry that you're looking to go into. So let's just say, for example, you've been in the financial industry for a really long time and you are sick and tired of it. You're bored all the time at work. You are, you know, you're not motivated at all. You're not enthused. There's no excitement there. And so now I'm going to sit down and see what are those things within that specific role didn't I like? You know, I didn't really like working in Excel all day. I didn't like not being able to connect with peers on a day-to-day level. I didn't like the lack of upward mobility. I didn't like the fact that I couldn't go from manager to senior manager to director and all of these different things. And so if that is what I didn't like, like, I know in my next role, I do not want to be working in Excel. I know that I want to have a job where I can connect with people. I know that I want a job that where there is upward mobility so I can advance in various roles and I can advance in a, you know, in a time frame that is conducive to my specific desires and wants. And so really think about those things that you didn't like and think about where you want to go next. What has been piquing your interest lately? This is why I think it's important for you to really take a moment of self-reflection and go deeper into yourself and really figure out, you know, what is it that I truly want? What are my desires? What are my heart's desires? And then after that, and I think this is always so critical, think about what it is, or not even think about, consider what God is saying. What is God leading you to? Because oftentimes we can have desires that are outside of the will of God. And if that is the case, we really need to make sure that we submit our desires to his will, to his way, so that we can indeed be aligned in his purpose and his plans for us, because there is no purpose and there is no plan for our lives that is better than God's plan for our lives. And so truly take some time in prayer and reading your word and fasting and really try to get a better understanding of what God is saying. Ask him, Lord, you know, I don't like my current position and I really have been thinking that I want to do this. Is this okay? Does this align with my purpose? Are you, you know, is there a reason why I feel this way? Am I just, you know, moving in my own personal desires? If that is the case, Lord, shift my mindset, change my desires so that I can have the desires that reflect your will for my life. Simple. You can pray that simple prayer, and I promise you, God will begin to release answers. He'll begin to connect you with people who will confirm certain, you know, confirm that specific industry or confirm that next step that you indeed need to take in terms of you either moving into a different career or maybe you, you know, finding better excitement and joy in the current field or industry that you are in. And so truly take some time to assess what God is saying. And then, and actually I'm out of turn, but understand why. Why is it that you want to shift? Why do you want to move? What is like the key determining factor that you are considering why you want to go to the next level? And I think that maybe this isn't out of turn. Ask God why. You know, if he's saying, you know, maybe I want you to go into the tech industry, or maybe I want you to become a teacher, or maybe I want you to become an entrepreneur. If you are just having desires like, you know, I want to do this, I want to do this, and have no why or understanding, you will not last in that career field. And so take some time after consulting God and say, okay, Lord, like you've confirmed that this is the industry, that this is my next move. Why is it that I need to be there? Because it is only you truly grasping that why, grasping that deeper understanding as to what is keeping you there will indeed be the thing that keeps you there. And so whether that's, you know, God saying, I need you there because I need you to impact people. I need you there because I need you to grow in a specific skill set. I need you there because I need you to connect with certain people that'll help you get to the next level that I'm taking you to. Get a better understanding of why. And after you have all of those things, you have a confirmation from God, you have an outline of, you know, what it is that you want to do, you have an understanding of why it is that you need to be doing that thing. Now it's time to do some research. There's a scripture that says, study to show thyself approved. Go onto Google, go on a TikTok, go on an Instagram, all of these various, you know, avenues, and do some research in that specific industry. Find out what skill sets needed. Find out what roles and opportunities are available. Literally, if you were starting from scratch, one, find out what is it that you're actually going to be doing. What is required within that career field? What, like I said, what jobs are available within that career field? What education is needed for you to excel in that career field? What does this even mean? You know, how does this field impact the economy? How does it impact my life? How does it impact people? All of those things, you should really take the time to do some deeper research and make sure that it indeed aligns with the why that you have identified in the previous steps. And so take some time to do your research. And after you've gathered your research, take the time to evaluate where you are currently in terms of your skill set and education, and make the necessary advancements so that you can be a marketable candidate, so that you can be one of the, you know, the top preferred choices in the specific career field. So one of the things I'll say, I know a lot of people are looking to get into project management. A lot of people are looking to get into tech. Oftentimes there are certain roles that need a certification. So let's say if you're trying to get into the project management, a lot of roles, you know, would prefer if you had the PMP certification. If you're looking to get into tech, a lot of these roles are requiring a specific tech certification, whether that's AWS or some type of cybersecurity certification. Look and see if you indeed need a technical training or if you need a certification, and do that thing that it is, you know, that is required of you in order to make this specific career pivot and career change. And so again, evaluate your current skill set. What are the skills that I currently possess? What are the skills that I currently need? And even outside of, you know, certifications, going back to just skill set, do you need, you know, do you need to know how to write well? Okay, maybe I'll stay in my current role and I'll connect in a different department or connect with someone in a different department that can help me with my writing skills. Is it marketing? Maybe I can reach out to someone who is a marketer or who has experience in marketing and see if I can learn from them, do some, you know, maybe pro bono or some type of, you know, projects or something for them, you know, cheap or free of cost or free of charge, excuse me, and just grow your skill set. And so that's why it's just important to you for you to really research, because you never want to do anything haphazardly. You never want to do anything that is unnecessary. And so after you have evaluated your current skill set and your current education level, and you've made the necessary advancement and you outlined a plan to do so, look at your current network. Look at your current network and reach out to those folks within your network who align with that specific industry that you're in, so that you can pick their brain, so that you can, you know, get some advice, get some wisdom, and get some insight and guidance as to how to go about the industry. You can even ask them, you know, what has their experience been like? What are the things they did like? What are the things they didn't like? What are those things that they could do differently? Even going into, you know, resumes, you know, asking them for their resume. And one of the things that I love to do is take people out to coffee or coffee chats. I think it's something that is, you know, very minimal charge, where you can gain wisdom and knowledge from someone while also giving back into them. And so taking someone to, you know, coffee, whether that's pizza or whatever it may have, or taking someone to lunch, asking them to have a phone conversation, asking them to reach out via, or excuse me, to connect via Zoom. Even, I know a lot of people even just reach out to people on LinkedIn. I don't think people leverage LinkedIn enough, and that's another story for another day. But really just taking into account and taking an assessment of your current network, and begin reaching out to folks within your network who are aligned with the industry or with the career that you're looking to go into, and get some advice and get some wisdom from them so that you have all the tools that you need. And you can even be connected with the Destiny Helper that way, who can help you advance to the next that you are trying to go into. The next thing that I'll say is the resume. The resume. A lot of folks I know have not updated their resume. A lot of folks have been utilizing their resume from high school, where they was working at McDonald's and all this stuff, and they're trying to get into these different career fields. And now, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of people or a lot of jobs that you can, you know, get into without a resume. There are a lot of jobs where, you know, it's word of mouth that you can be, because you know somebody, you can easily just be, you know, taken to the next level. And I definitely believe in the favor of God working on everybody's behalf, but why not do what it is that you can do to be as prepared as possible, so that when that opportunity does come, there's no preparation that's needed. When you even connect with that you know, Destiny Helper, with that person that's within your network, you can have a resume that's already either done or that needs working, you can show them so that they can begin to, you know, critique it and do what needs to be done so that you can be the most marketable and the most viable candidate for these specific career fields. And that's specifically for those who are looking to get maybe into corporate America, go into the tech industry, things of that sort. Now, for those who are entrepreneurs, you know, you don't need much of a resume anywhere. All you need is a business plan. And so if that is your case, if that is something that you are indeed being called to, you need to make a business plan. And I know a lot of people try to shy away from business plans, but if you do not have a foundation, if you do not have, you know, an outline of what it is that you're doing and the plans for your business, it will not succeed because you'll just be doing things amiss. And so now that you have, you know, you've been updating your resume and there's a lot of people or different tools that you can use to get your resume edited via LinkedIn. There's a website that I like called Fiverr that you can literally pay somebody maybe like $20 and they can update your resume. There are just people within, you know, Instagram who are doing resume edits. You know, I sometimes look at resumes and edit them, but that's not, you know, that's not a service I'm providing to everybody. So please don't reach out because I will say no. But yeah, take some time to look at your resume. And on the resume note, before I go to the last thing, there are sample resumes online that align with maybe the career or the role that you're looking to get into. So let's say, again, project management is something you want to do. You can literally go into Google and type in project management resumes and various templates that reflect a project manager resume will pop up. And you can look at, you know, what is required of those resumes or what's included in those resumes and update your specific resume to align with that. And even looking into the specific roles that you're looking into, as you're looking at the qualifications, as you're looking at, you know, their requirements, take some of those key terms and key words out of those requirements and populate those things into your actual resume. So there's that. Last thing I'll say is now you need to move. You have all the tools, you have the resource, you have an understanding of why, you have an understanding of your skill set. You know, you've created a plan to outline, or excuse me, to receive or achieve, you know, additional or higher education. You got the certification, you've connected with that, you know, destiny helper who helped you, who gave you advice on what to do next. You've updated your resume. Now it's the time to actually apply. Now is the time to apply to these different roles. And there's a lot of, you know, job networks or job boards, whether that's LinkedIn. You can go directly to different company profiles in their career site. There's Indeed. There's, I think, Cyberbot is one, you know, very popular one. There's even, you know, roles that pop up on Instagram. You just have to be, you know, connected to the right people. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of having and establishing relationships with those folks who are in those various roles, because they may know of something that is maybe not even posted on, you know, online. And that's why it's important to just ask folk. I know a lot of people will ask on Instagram. I think that's a great way to go about it. Everyone's on Instagram. So shoot your shot, even reach out to some people on LinkedIn. Maybe someone's in a specific role or at a specific company that you're looking into. You can simply just ask, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. You know, I have this skill set. I think I'd be a viable candidate for, or a viable addition to your company. Are there any jobs available?" They can say yes, no, and you can go from there. So definitely take the time to move. So again, really briefly, as you're looking to get into your career field, here are the things that you really need to make sure you're doing. You have to determine where you want to go next. And again, that's understanding, you know, what it is that you want. What does that look like? What is your ideal, your dream role look like? Number two, understand why you want to go there. What is God saying about it? Are you there to impact people? Are you there to grow in a specific way? Do you want just the money? Because that's something as well. And that's okay. As long as you know you have an expiration to that. And again, moving on to what God is saying, really taking the time to seek his voice concerning what it is that he wants you to do. There's a scripture in Proverbs 16, it says, A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. And so while we may have an idea of what it is that we want to do, God may have a completely different idea that specifically aligns with, you know, his will for your life. And so take some time to pray and really seek out the voice of God and understand what he's saying. Then two, after you've gathered all that information, start your research. You know, what does this role mean? What does this role look like? Do the who, what, when, where, why, and how concerning that role. Evaluate your current skill set and, you know, make any necessary advancements if that's something that's, you know, required. And so again, that's, you know, any specific certifications or trainings, or maybe you need some more experience in a specific area. Take the time to get that experience. Take the time to pursue those various certifications. Next thing, you know, look at your current network and, you know, establish different relationships with those who are in the industry or in the career field and or role that you're looking into. Pick their brain, get some insights. You know, one of the things that my best friend preaches is, you know, life's all about relationships. That's all it was that he always says. Life is all about connections. And so it's really important to get connected with people and don't be shy to reach out to folk. A lot of people really find it not humble. Let's just say a lot of people like it, you know, it kind of boosts their ego or boosts their self-esteem. And a lot of people are looking to help others anyway. And so don't be shy to just reach out to folks. Next thing, update your resume, child. Please, I beg. I don't think there's anything else needed to say there. Update your resume and send it to somebody for review. And that could be to that person you connected with who gave you that wisdom and insight concerning that specific career field. And then the next thing is to move. So that's you applying to a job. That's you, simply just applying, going to various job boards, going on career websites, and taking the leap of faith in actually applying. And before I close, the one thing that I want to know is that a lot of people are looking to get into career fields and various roles. And sometimes people aren't called to the 9-to-5 work life. And I want to make sure that that's clear. A lot of people are struggling in their various roles because God has not called you to a life where you are meant to work for other people. Now, that does not mean to say that you are not to get experience from others. That is not to say that you aren't supposed to work in, you know, corporate America or work in the office for a certain amount of time. But as you truly heed the voice of God, you may be or don't be surprised if God says, you know, I don't want you to work at all. I want you to establish this specific business because this is the business that's going to make you millions. This is the business that's going to impact you. This is the business that's going to, you know, launch you into the next dimension. And I'm very big on having, you know, multiple streams of income. And so even for the folks who do want a 9-to-5, even think of what it is that you currently, you know, the skill set that you currently have and see if that's something that you can make a business out of it. You know, do you offer marketing services? Do you have a skill set in that? Create, you know, a marketing coaching program, you know, offer up your services or solicit your services on various, you know, community sites like Fiverr. Establish your Calendly link and you're going to have people book with you. You know, do you really like designing clothes? Begin to just market yourself as, you know, a designer. And that could be something you're doing on the side as you're building your wealth from your current 9-to-5. And so I want to make sure that that is clear because not everyone is called to 9-to-5. And so if it is indeed the life of entrepreneurship that you believe that you were being led to, still apply the same principles, understand the why, do your research within that specific business or industry that you're looking to launch your business in, outline what's needed, outline, you know, what your customer base looks like, outline what it is that they want and need, and build out the business plan and begin to just, you know, market yourself as, you know, this, or market your business per se. And we can go from there. And so I pray that that was helpful. And how I want to close this out is I want us to make these declarations because, again, as I say in every episode, as you decree things, it is those things that you say out of your mouth that they will then become established, or that they are indeed established. And so really quickly, I want you to repeat after me. I have all that I need to do what God has called me to do. I am clear on the vision, on God's vision for my life. I have the wisdom and skill set to succeed in any role and excel in any industry. I will work hard, I won't quit, and I will see the fruits of my labor. There is nothing that can stop me. You all, I love you. I pray that that was helpful. I will indeed be praying for you. I will pray that you are aligned with the industry that God has called you to and that you will truly excel in it, and that any destiny helpers or people and resources that you may need to advance into that next career field or advance into that next, that they will be released unto you. I love you. I pray you have a wonderful week. Let's get to work. Let's get to it, and let's spring forward.